Morning, Argo. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks.
I just heard from my father's friend, Siggy, again. He would like to take us to the Regional Marine Museum. Remember the adventure we had when we went camping with him in the forest?
Of course. Some headless thieves sold some worthless copies from the museum instead of the real items and hid them in the forest where Siggy found them during his research work.
Yes. So he was contacted by the museum curator, who, by the way, is also Tamana's father.
Oh, really? That's so nice. Tamana is always by herself in school. It would be good to see her again and to see Siggy.
You were saying, Argo?
Well, I was saying that the museum curator wants us to see the originals of the collection that Siggy found.
That would be so nice!
Okay, so Siggy will pick us all up, even Tamana, straight from school the day after tomorrow. We can leave our bicycles there and he'll drop us back to school the next morning.
Okay. How are you going with all that homework, Rigo?
Oh, quite well. I have just a couple of math problems left.
That was fast, unlike someone else I know.
Look who's talking.
How far did you get, Yasha?
Oh, I have everything apart from this couple of math problems left. I'll go work on them now.
Better catch up on homework, though. School starts again in 2 days, and the first few days are expected to be quite eventful. We have a new teacher, Dwani.
Okay, Yannick. Let's go. And when we reach home, the TV's for me.
We're gonna get them this time. We won't be cheated by a bunch of thugs camping in the forest. What a shame that was. Us, the three masked men, again, failing to loot that stupid Regional Marine Museum.
Don't start over again, Gordon. You said the exact same thing last time. We got a new tactic.
Yeah. Well, let's hope the plan you make of my tactic works out, though.
Okay. Let me outline my plan.
Wait. Can you remind us what is the tic-tac? The tactic?
Look, we're gonna make our life simple, yeah? Instead of going to the museum and bring the collection, we're gonna make the museum bring the collection to us.
Sounds brilliant. But I guess they're rather jealous of it. I doubt they will agree to bring it to us.
That's where Otomar's plan comes in. She will make sure that they agree.
All right.
So, this is Tamana, daughter of the Regional Marine Museum's curator. She comes out of school at 3:30 p.m. each day from Monday to Friday. She then rides home by bicycle by herself. This picture is not so clear, but we will surely recognize her because she rides a black bicycle with golden stripes. Now, at 3:25, Donald, you go and hide behind the bush at the school's entrance. When she gets on her bicycle, you phone me.
Okay.
Yeah. Meantime, Gordon and I will be ready in the car, which we will borrow from the garage manager. We will drive behind her. At the opportune moment, when Donald calls us, we will stop. Gordon will jump out of the car, grab her, and we'll take her back to the hideout. We will keep her confined here until her father delivers us the collection.
Sounds good. But you left one thing out, Otomar.
Yeah, how do I get back?
Yeah, also. But how do we make sure that she does not see us and the location of our hideout?
Otomar thinks of everything. I have here a blindfold to cover her eyes, and a pair of earplugs so that she cannot hear voices and plans. As for you, Donald, here is a bus ticket for your ride home. You do know which bus it is, right? It's written on the ticket.
Yeah, of course. Bus number 909.
That's 606. You're holding it upside down. Put an arrow on it. Please mark which side is up.
Very well. And I, by the way, have contacted Dee again. The person who was interested in buying the collection last time already. But who finally thought we were trying to cheat him. The misunderstanding is cleared and the deal is up again. He's coming here to meet us tomorrow. And we'll set the action. We'll set the plan in action the day after tomorrow, which is the first day of school. Dee should be here by now. What's happening? What's the time, Donald?
It's 6 p.m.
Are you sure it's correct? Did you check if the doorbell works? It'd be typical of you if the rat would have eaten the wire again and you would have neglected to repair it. We have a 25 crore deal with him still. We can't let him wait outside.
Calm down. Oh, it's okay, Gordon. The train was probably delayed.
Yeah, I sure hope so. Here he is. Donald, go and let him in.
Hi, I'm Donald. This is Otomar.
Pleased to meet you.
And this is Gordon.
Gordon?
Oh, enchanted. Shall we sit and get down to business?
Yes. I see you have a proper little headquarters here. That garage next door is the perfect cover. Yes, we rented this space from the garage manager. He's a person known to be honest. No one would think of looking for us. We have always signed the rent contract under fake names, and whenever we meet him, we take care to always wear disguises in the bag, right here. I hope you do excuse us for our little error last time. You see, we have taken all precautions in our plan this time to make sure it does not happen again. You see, we're going to ask the Pearl as ransom after kidnapping the museum curator's daughter. It will be the museum curator himself selecting the Pearl.
You took the fake copies instead of the real collection. I found out that the museum curator had replaced the real collection with the copies in order to move the original to a more secure room, with access restricted to students or people who apply for a special pass. I understand this time will be different.
Definitely. Tomorrow we're going to put our new plan into action. We would be obliged if you were to be our guest for dinner afterwards.
I would be delighted.
Very well. We will meet at 8 p.m. here tomorrow. Regarding accommodation, we have arranged for you to stay at a nice hostel, if you do not have any arrangements yet, which will, of course, be on our charge.
That would be great. Shall we head on over then?
Yes. Please come along.
Hey, did you notice Gordon's behavior towards Dee?
Well, yeah, it was strange. Why? You would almost think that he was in love.
That's exactly what I meant. Listen, why don't we help him out a bit?
You mean we make him fall in love for real?
No, that part is already done. We just need to trick him into realizing and accepting it.
But how would you do that?
Many ways. Something like a dinner. Yes, the dinner tomorrow. We will prepare for them a perfect romantic candlelit dinner.
Sounds brilliant. I mean, good.
Well, first, clean up all this mess. Pick up all this rubbish from the floor. Clean up the hideout thoroughly. Then, here's my plan.
Wait a minute. What about our dinner then?
God. I really do wonder where Siggy is. He should have been here 10 minutes ago.
Oh, stop being so impatient. Do you know how many times you made me wait?
No, but you know, that's different. You know, you couldn't have been able to concentrate at all at school if I hadn't stopped at the stall to eat breakfast this morning.
It doesn't matter. He said he might be a bit delayed. He'll be here any moment.
Hi, Tamana.
Hi. This is the book on ancient writers I told you about. And remember to do your assignment on page 27 of the grammar book.
Thanks a lot. I'll try to have it done by tomorrow itself. You'll be here tomorrow, right?
Yes, of course. I'll be here first thing in the morning. But don't worry. Take your time. I've heard you're not like someone else.
What? What's wrong? Is there something wrong with my hair?
Well, now I have to go. See you. Oh, no.
What happened?
My bike broke down this morning on the way here. And I have an appointment in 20 minutes on the other side of town.
Oh, you could take my bicycle. Someone's picking me up here today and dropping me back here tomorrow morning. You can keep it and bring it here tomorrow.
Thanks, Amana. Thanks a lot.
Here is the key. The bicycle is black with golden stripes. You'll recognize.
You saved my day.
Bye. Oh, look. It's Siggy. He just came around the corner. Let's go.
Destination Lion's Cage! Oh, I should have said Destination Lion's Den.
What a waste. Kids these days really don't take care of their material. Oh.
Ha! That was so easy. I wonder why we even bothered last time to take it from the actual museum. Otomar, did you send the note to your museum curator?
Yeah.
And what's taking Donald so long?
Yes, of course I did. I told him that he should keep the pearl ready as we have his daughter, and that we will write to him again soon to tell him exactly how to send it. And Donald is a bit late because he took the wrong bus.
Again? Yeah. Anyways, so now you just have to make a plan on how to carry out the exchange.
Flash! Fool!
Wait a minute. Did you check the girl for any personal belongings or cell phones or things she might have with her?
No.
Fool! Donald! You go and do that right now. Make sure you bring here everything in her pockets.
Okay.
Fool, why didn't you do that earlier? What if she had a cell phone and called for help?
How? There is no cell phone reception and she doesn't even know our location.
Still, you're very careless. What did you find?
Well, some cash. And an ID card. Funny, she goes around carrying someone else's ID. This one belongs to a certain Dwani, who is 27 years old.
What? This is fishy. Sure. Bring her here.
What's happening? Let me go!
Who is this? Take her away!
Let me go!
You fool! Can't you see the difference between the person in this picture and the person you took?
But Gordon, this photo is not so clear. So you said to look at the black bicycle, and there were golden stripes on it, just like the one in this photo.
Ha! Sure, there must have been. Even if the bicycle was green, you'd have seen golden stripes on it. What are we gonna do now? This is the first time in history that a ransom note has been sent before an actual kidnapping. Oh, what a shame.
Wait a minute, Gordon. It is annoying, but we can still remedy. Tomorrow, we go back to the school and repeat the operation. As Donald says, the tactic which you suggested is good. Oh. Donald, you hide her in a corner, and then we proceed with the plan as before. Do you still have that bottle of whiskey?
Yes, but why?
Well, tomorrow we'll obviously have to drop Dwani back. Dwani back at the school. So we drop her when we go and pick up Tamana, and then I'll let her have a little drink.
Oh, what a waste! This costed a fortune.
Oh, that must be Dee. She's coming home for dinner tonight.
Dee? And there's no food ready.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Gordon. Otomar and I are going to prepare something. You just let her in and talk with her.
And I suppose I need to thank you. You're letting me deal with her questions about the operation so far.
Well, what exactly do you want to do? Do you want to take care of the cooking?
If it's really, really, really necessary, I'll entertain Dee.
Go, she's ready.
Please sit down. Unfortunately, we are behind schedule as we had a rather busy day. Otomar and Donald are preparing dinner for us right now. I hope you'll excuse us.
Why, of course. I know today's plan. How did it go, by the way? Did you manage to catch that girl? And did you send the ransom note already?
Ah, yes. We did send a ransom note.
Very good. So for now, it's just a matter of time.
You see, we still have to get the pearl delivered to us.
Quite true.
Oh, Donald. You did select a pretty tablecloth.
Well, I thought our guest here might appreciate some flowers, since it's always very dull otherwise.
I'm sure Dee does not mind.
Oh, indeed, but they're quite lovely. Thank you. What were we talking about? Ah, your plan on how to have the pearl delivered. How are you planning on doing that?
Otomar will tell us all about it when she joins us for dinner. Hey, why did you bring only two plates? How are the two of you going to eat?
Yes, Otomar, I'm coming.
Dee, funny guys, wonder why.
Indeed, who knows what they're up to?
Yeah.
Tell me, are any of you married?
No.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, good. You see, none of us would have the time to take care of a family because of the work we do.
Yes, yes, I got what you meant.
Of course.
And here's the healthy beginning of the meal.
Healthy? Smells fishy.
Smells fishy? Well, that's funny. They're only cucumbers, tomatoes, avocados, and olives.
Shall we start?
Yes. They're good cooks.
Indeed.
When did the three of you decide to set up base here?
Oh, that was about a year or two ago. It'd be typical of the electricity to just go by right now.
Since the electricity is gone, we thought you might appreciate a candle on the table. Oh!
An extra minute of delay won't make the new teacher more upset. And plus, I can't go in class with these biscuits.
But it's because of that biscuit that we're late in the first place.
Well, if you hadn't stolen the change from my wallet, maybe it wouldn't have taken so long for me to buy it.
You guys, maybe we're in luck. It seems our teacher, Dwani, is also late.
Indeed, and she seems troubled. Hey, Dwani, are you all right?
Well, yes, thank you. It's just that, well, I can't seem to remember what happened between yesterday and now. And your cycle, which you lent me, is in the school parking lot and slightly damaged. Nothing serious, though. It can still be ridden.
Oh, I see. Too much parking, I suppose.
Well, I completed the assignment you gave me yesterday. Here it is. Assignment.
Oh, the assignment, yes. Thank you. Let's go to class. Everyone must be waiting. Or more likely making a ruckus in the classroom. Let's go.
Are you coming?
Yeah. Your bag is open.
Yeah. Now! Oh.
Oh, I really do wonder where Tamana is. She was with us and then disappeared from the moment we entered class.
God, you've been saying that the whole morning. She must have felt ill suddenly, or maybe she just decided to bunk class.
Tamana? No way. Never. Do you remember? She told us that her father had received a note from some people pretending they kidnapped her. Oh dear, something bad really must have happened.
Oh, I guarantee you not. Who in the world first sends a ransom note and then kidnaps a person? That note was for sure sent by some jokesters.
Oh, Siggy.
Siggy?
Siggy?
Here you are. Your phones are switched off. Is Tamana with you?
No, the last time we saw her was this morning, right? Just before entering class.
Oh dear, I guess something serious really did happen. You all need to come with me immediately.
Why? What happened? Where are we going?
The Regional Marine Museum. I'll explain on the way.
Donald! Ayo! Wake up, you...
Donald!
Yes! We have wasted a day's time, but now we are ready to proceed as originally planned. By the way, what is the plan?
Dee should be here any moment now. When she comes here, I'll explain it.
Dee? She's coming again?
Donald? Gordon? Is that a problem?
No! It was just an observation.
Oh, that must be Dee. I'll let her in.
No, I'll let her in. Shall we sit and get down to business? Otomar was just about to explain to us on how to carry out the exchange, as we have the correct person in hostage.
Now you have the correct person in hostage?
Yes, well, he means, you know, we made sure that we got the right person. I'll explain it. So, I have sent a second note.
A second note?
Yes, telling him exactly how to send it. I instructed the museum curator to first wrap the pearl in newspapers. Put the newspapers in an opaque plastic bag. Then put the plastic bag into the side carrier of his motorcycle. And then puncture the back tire of the motorcycle and call the garage to fix it.
Genius, Otomar! But why would anyone puncture their own motorcycle purposely and then call the garage to fix it?
Listen, I have included the cell phone number of our landlord who runs the garage next door and instructed to call this specific garage. Now, the garage manager does not know anything about our scheme, and when he brings the motorcycle in to fix it, he will have unsuspectingly brought us our goods.
That's quite remarkable. So it's only a matter of time until the motorcycle is delivered next door, and then we can take the pearl from it.
Yes.
Very well. Then I can start getting ready with the cash.
We would like to apologize for the possibly embarrassing situation last night at dinner.
Oh, yes. Well, you see, Donald and I were still cooking due to our very busy day, and finally, we're not able to join you for dinner.
Gordon doesn't know how to cook.
He's zipping.
So we thought he might keep you company.
I understood the situation perfectly. There was no embarrassment to worry about, and Gordon was of good company.
Thank you.
Well, I will be on my way shortly, but I have a few minutes to spare before my next appointment. Do you mind if I wait here in the meantime?
Oh, not at all.
Please do. However, Donald and I have to take care of accounting, if you don't mind.
Accounting,
remember?
Oh, that's fine.
Yes.
Accounting.
That's right, accounting.
So you're accounting very complex.
Oh! You see, it's just the income from a few thefts here and there we did in the last year. We're just looking into the accounting right now.
Oh, I see.
Let me show you the newspapers which talk about our thefts.
Theft at the Regional Marine Museum. Duplicate of pearl stolen. Priceless original left behind.
Oh!
Well, I know this article.
That was the one that didn't quite work out so well.
Theft at downtown residence. Watchman attacked by tug covered in leaves.
Donald!
Attempted theft at house. Signs of damage on front door glass, but he's failed to break in despite house keys being under the doormat. Box of chocolate stolen from grocery store.
Oh, thank you for coming so rapidly, Inspector.
Inspector Rao.
Constable Gulshan.
It is our duty, but let me summarize the story. So you received an anonymous note yesterday afternoon saying that your daughter, named Tamanna had been kidnapped.
Correct, yes.
And that you had to keep this pearl ready to be handed out to the kidnappers as a ransom?
Yes.
And then wait for the further instructions from the kidnappers?
Right.
However, upon verifying the whereabouts of Tamanna, you found her to be safe with her friends?
Yes.
Then you figured that the note must have been some sort of bad joke and dismissed the incident.
Correct, yes.
But this morning at 9:30, then you received the second note as promised.
Yeah.
And this time when you tried to contact her, she was nowhere to be found.
Correct, yes. In fact, she was with her friends. The last people who saw her, her friends were waiting over there with whom she got a ride to school.
Gulshan, please let them in. Please, tell us in detail everything that happened this morning.
Yes, well, I dropped off Tamanna, Yasha, Yannick, and Arrigo at the snack stall just about 100 meters from the school. That's the last time I saw her.
Can you please repeat the names?
Yasha, his sister Yannick, and Arrigo. And I, Siggy.
From there we walked to the school gate where she spoke to our teacher, and that is the last time we remember being with her for sure. It was later in class we realized she was not at her desk.
I tried to phone to her, but her phone is switched off.
Very well. You may leave now. We will contact you again if we need anything
yes.
else.
And let's hope for the best.
Indeed.
What do you say? Shall we drive over to the next town to get our minds off this?
Well, yes. There's a nice restaurant in that area, and there is nothing like eating to get someone's mind off something worrisome.
Please, let me have a look at the note again.
Here, sir.
Please keep 1 kilo of tomatoes, 4 onions, and 1 cauliflower ready. But now what does this have to do with the pearl?
Oh, sorry, that was the shopping list I was supposed to leave at the grocery store this morning, but I forgot.
I have the other note right here.
Read it out loud.
1. Wrap the pearl in a newspaper. 2. Put the newspaper in an opaque plastic bag. 3. Place it in your motorcycle carrier and puncture your back tire. 4. Call 725-0495 for repair.
Well, we will pretend that you are following their plan.
This means you'll do as they say.
But we will send a copy of the pearl. And Gulshan will follow whoever comes to meet you. The most important, though, is that they must not suspect that we are trying to trick them or that you have called the police. This is why we came in plain clothes here today. You must be very cautious about keeping all our planning strictly confidential.
Why, of course. Well, we do have a copy of the pearl on display in the main hall, effectively. So, if you agree, we could send that and temporarily put back the real one we have here in the main hall where it used to be. That is so that no visitor wonders why it's missing.
Yes, that does sound like a good idea. Will you please take care of that?
Certainly. Here is the pearl. No, I suppose I have to go somewhere and call that number?
Yes, but remember to put this plastic bag in your motorcycle's carrier and puncture the back tire. Don't worry. Gulshan will be close behind you at all times. Everything will go well. Your daughter will be back soon.
Oh, that's it. The pearl is in the carrier, wrapped in a newspaper, in an opaque plastic bag. I called the number they have given, and the mechanic said he's coming soon. So, now how long will I have to wait here?
Hello, are you Mr. Darshan, who called about a puncture?
No, that's me. Have a look.
Sir, I believe we must have met before. Oh, you are Mr. Darshan of the Regional Marine Museum. Yes, I read about you in the papers. A robbery happened at the museum, but the thief stole a fake pearl.
That's me.
Okay, let's have a look at this. Wow, there are 5 holes. I never saw something like that before. The whole tube will need to be replaced. But I don't have a new one with me right now. In fact, I don't have any of these at the moment, even at my workshop. I have a friend who's the official retailer of this brand. It'll be simpler if I just take the bike to his place and fix it there.
Well, you are the one who knows what is to be done.
Please check if you forgot anything in here. Do you need this?
No. You can keep it.
All right.
But please, do tell me when I can pick her up. You understand, my Tamana, she's very precious to me.
This is the most cheapest and the most common bike on the market. Why is he so attached to it? He even named it. Tamana. Yes, sure, I'll call you back on the same number when the job is done. Funny guy. So attached to his old set of wheels. Old newspapers.
Well, isn't that a creepy character? He litters with a supposedly priceless pearl and mocks Mr. Darshan. Should I stay and guard the pearl, or should I follow him? If he left the pearl here, it must be a part of a cunning plan. I'll stay and guard the pearl.
How long is it gonna take before the pearl arrives?
I've already told you. I overheard the garage manager speaking on his cell phone earlier. He told a certain Mr. Darshan that he was coming immediately.
Mr. Darshan? Who is this Mr. Darshan?
Father of Tamana? Oh. Regional Marine Museum curator?
All right.
And at what time was that?
2 hours ago or so.
2 hours ago?
He did leave immediately after.
Where did he go to meet with the guy? To the North Pole?
I doubt it. Neither this Mr. Darshan nor this museum curator would have any reason to go somewhere so far away.
Okay. Check if he's here yet, Donald. Take your wig.
No one's here. And I don't see any new motorcycle. Definitely none with a puncture on the back tire. Someone's coming. Maybe it's him. Pretend we can't use the phone.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Yes. So nice to hear about you. Yes.
I hope you don't mind. We came to use your phone.
No, but it has been broken for the past 2 days.
We do apologize. We did not know it was broken.
We saw the place was rather empty and we were wondering what had happened.
Oh, my helper had a day off and I had to attend to a call from someone who got a puncture on the way.
Oh, how did that go?
A huge puncture. 5 holes. Needed a whole new tube. But I don't have a new one with me right now. So I had to take it to a friend's place to fix it.
Is it still there?
Why? Yes, and will stay for a while. I phoned the owner, told him it would be a while before he can pick it up.
Who was he?
Some guy.
Who?
Very strange. He seemed in love with his bike. He even named it Tamanna. Oh, and I'll check the side carrier for any personal belongings. There was a plastic bag with some garbage, old newspapers, which he became all nervous about. He told me to keep it, then left in a hurry. So into the bushes it went.
And where was that?
In front of the school entrance, that school near the highway.
Ah, I see. Thank you for your time. We'll be on our way.
What's up with them also? Everyone seems so strange today. Oh, and wait. Also that car outside. I'm pretty sure I parked it to the left of the entrance. And now, it's on the other side. This is the second time it has happened in 1 day.
Unintelligent mechanic! What business did he have to mess with the carrier? Oh look, this is the same school where we took Tamanna.
So, I suppose these must be the bushes where he chucked the pearl. Now, it's not ideal for us to be out in the open taking the pearl, you know, in case the police is on the alert. So as a precaution, Donald, you will casually walk past the bush, drop a handkerchief into it, and then pretend to look for it. And then here's the rest of my plan.
My bus ticket! Help! Thief! Where's my bus ticket, you?
Stop! It's me, Donald! It's me!
What? What?
I just pretended to rob you to distract that guy.
But?
He was hiding behind the bush.
But he's still there! Look!
But that's not possible.
He's still here!
What?
It's me! It's me! You fool! What?
He thought you were a cop.
You listened to him?
Yes, well. Let's don't talk too loud. Let's not attract attention.
Attract attention. You brainless. You twat.
For the plastic bag, the plastic bag.
Ah, too fast, damn it. Where do these thieves learn to exercise themselves so well? No compassion for us vegan policemen.
The pearl is still here.
Now that's also done. Now let me see what I need to order to replenish my spare parts stock. The new catalog is in the back room. Let me go get it.
Oh, why did your car brake have to break down just now?
Because otherwise it wouldn't have been called a brake, silly. But this time I agree. We could have had been eating by now.
There's no need to argue about this now. I just hope someone here will be able to help us. Hello?
God, this place seems quite empty.
Yes, but it's open, so someone has to be around. Hello?
Oh. What was that?
I don't know. Sounds like they're in trouble, though. Let's check.
I must be dreaming. I know you'll laugh at me, but I swear that sounds like Tamana.
Somebody help!
Tamana!
You guys, I can't believe it. How did you get here?
That's not important now. We need to get out of here. Fast.
Hey, you! Thieves!
Hey!
Hey! What's going on?
Hey! I got her! I got her!
Get her in!
But that was close. Let's call D. Conclude the deal immediately and get out of here. If our hideout has been discovered, the police might come any moment.
He should be here soon with the cash. I'd already thought of calling her. You see, it was planned that at this point we'd have the pearl ready to give to her.
Yes, of course.
The pearl. Yes, look at this beauty. What is this?
It was what was in the bush. The plastic bag and the handkerchief.
You took the handkerchief you dropped there yourself instead of the pearl. What are we gonna do now?
Well, we do still have the girl. All is not lost. Donald, go blindfold her again. Get her in here and we will leave immediately.
Okay.
Inside.
Yeah, take him away. Food.
Mm-hmm.
She must have escaped during the commotion.
Yes, but he said that he had her. Instead, he had the garage manager. He took the handkerchief he dropped there himself instead of the pearl. And he forgot to lock the door when we went to search for the pearl.
Adam, how could I lock the door if you never let me have the keys? Why didn't you do it?
Because I was pissed. How do you want me to be when people like you come up with such stressful plans? You should have thought that the garage manager would have checked the bag for personal belongings and would have thrown the bag away.
Oh, that must be D. I'll go and let her in. Clean up.
Hello? I'm ready. And here's the cash. Should we get down to business?
Actually, we need to confess something.
Yes, what is it?
The two of them made a little mistake and we don't have the pearl.
Oh, I see. They made a mistake. So you mean it's gonna take a little bit longer?
No.
What was that?
Even the girl escaped, and it is possible our hideout has been discovered.
What? That's very careless of you, Gordon. How are you always so freaking careless?
Maybe we can search for it again. This time I will search.
Are you out of your mind? With the hideout discovered and the girl escaped, the game's up now. What is done is done. We need to get out of here before the police comes after us, and you need to put on your disguises so no one recognizes you. Come on, let's go.
Yes, of course.
Well, Arrigo, you were quite right, saying that the first few days of school were supposed to be quite eventful.
And in what a way.
Yeah, and next time, don't say that again.
Why? Too scary.
Oh, come on. You know, we were all worried to the bone about Tamana. Quite right, but luckily, it's all over.
Indeed. The police raided the place where we found Tamana, but the kidnappers had already fled. The only person we found was the garage manager, locked up. He told the police all he knew about the kidnappers, but he himself wasn't a member of the gang, and he was just renting them the space next door and had no idea anything underhanded was going on.
That's why he was so disinterested when I told him to keep the bag with the pearl. And I thought he might be a member of the gang.
Instead, it seems he was meant to be an unsuspecting courier, but he threw the pearl away.
I wonder why everyone tries to keep on stealing this pearl, but no one manages. Maybe there's a curse on it!
A curse?!
Okay, most important is that now we are all here, and with the pearl, we shall perhaps celebrate. Oh, it's lunchtime already.
It's truly beautiful.
One day, I will get it for you.
Otomar is indeed a master of planning. Our plan has succeeded brilliantly to make the two of them fall in love for real.
Picture.
Thank you. I would like to add a thank you to all the people who helped. Ashwin for lighting, Oravan for mixed consultations and during writing and other logistics. And I think that's it.
Well done, human.